1250 WTMA Charleston, 1 o'clock now, and the top story this hour, the Secretary of State says the U.S. will stand firm on the hijacking. With more, here's Warren Ashmore.
Thank you, Bob, and good afternoon. Secretary of State George Shultz says that America's determination to quickly free the hostages taken in the hijacking of that TWA jetliner is unwavering. He says it'll receive growing international support, even in the Arab world. Testifying before the Foreign Relations Subcommittee today, Shultz said that Syria, Tunisia, Iraq, Egypt, and Jordan had all condemned the hijacking. He says it's up to the Lebanese to free the hostages. In a specific reference to Shiite leader Nabih Berri, Shultz said, quote, "Those who fail to assume their obligations must bear the consequences of being outcast." Berri's a member of the Lebanese cabinet who's assumed responsibility for the hijacking. The hostage drama in Beirut continues to unfold, and Congressman Tommy Hartnett says he's squarely behind President Reagan in his handling of the crisis.
Each and every one of us in America has our own idea of what the president ought to do. I think the fact that we ought to really just support the president and the State Department at this point in time and let them do what they can to possibly negotiate the release of those hostages. The fact that they've spread them all over Lebanon is going to be difficult, but I support what the president is trying to do up to this point. Now, things may change later. I just don't think Ronald Reagan is going to let this develop into another Iranian hostage situation.
Hartnett says he prays along with all Americans for the safe return of those still held captive. The International Red Cross is throwing some cold water on the idea that it may act as a go-between with the U.S. and Israel in getting the hostages freed. It had been hoped the Red Cross could shuttle between the two nations to arrange the release of Shiite prisoners held by Israel, as demanded by the hijackers. But a Red Cross spokesman says it can't act as a mediator between the two nations that have diplomatic relations, as the U.S. and Israel do. The amount of money the bed tax brought in was underestimated. The new tax racked in some $8.3 million for South Carolina. Five counties, including Charleston, will be receiving more than $400,000 in revenues from the tax. A new training program has been approved by the state mental health department. It's designed to reduce patient abuse and improve care. The $100,000 program requires 145 classroom hours for mental health specialists. It includes 36 hours on how to handle manipulative behavior. Approval of the program follows severe criticism of mental health and a trial of some workers in the death of a patient. Blood's been found in a car abandoned in Augusta, Georgia, that's linked to the disappearance of former Columbia Police Chief Arthur Hess. The car belonged to Mary McEachern, who worked with Hess at a Columbia real estate office. Hess's bloodstained car was found June 7th at a Columbia mall. That's when a nationwide search was launched for the co-workers. A police official in Frankfurt, West Germany, says he believes a bomb was the cause of the explosion today at the Frankfurt airport, the busiest in Western Europe. They say at least one person is dead, about a dozen injured. The blast caused lots of damage in a building where the explosion took place. I'm Warren Ashmore. Look for a cloudy afternoon. TMA radar weather is coming up. It's 103.
WCOKE, Folk Radio, Coca-Cola Radio.
Hi there, thirsty world. Kate Posse here with What's Happening. Today's big news, the new taste of Coke rocks the fashion world. Yeah, Kate knows an 85 fashionable cola lovers everywhere will be seen with a new look and taste of Coca-Cola. Ooh, check out that new can. High-tech red, white, and silver. Ooh, trust me, cola lovers, with a new can of Coke in hand, you'll be the life of the party. Why, just last night, I was like hanging out, sipping away at that great new taste, when out of nowhere, this major league hunk walks up and growls, "Hey, gorgeous, wanna slam dance with a new six-pack of Coke?" Oh, I can't resist those romantic types. So remember, next time you make the scene, make it supreme with a new taste of Coke.
WCOKE, Coke Radio.
1250 TMA radar weather, mostly cloudy, 40% chance of showers this afternoon, high reaching about 88 degrees. Continued cloudy, 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight, our low near 70. On the water now, the winds are westerly at 14, seas are running at about a foot, and the next tide will be low at 3:23. Currently, it's cloudy and 83 at Charleston's International Airport. It's 83 on the harbor and at 1250 TMA. And now, Bob Graham.
All right, thank you much, Warren. Time to get back to work now and finish out the day for our friends out in Wando, Billy Ocean, and the Caribbean Queen.
Caribbean Queen, now we're sharing the
1250 TMA. 12:50 TNA. Time to start planning for the weekend, and I certainly hope you bring us into yours. We've got a great show coming up Saturday evening at 7. Dick Bartley coming back with Solid Gold Saturday night. All your favorite oldies only here on TNA.
WTNA.
TNA, not too hard, not too soft. We're just right, and I'm going to prove just that. Within 20 minutes, I'll be playing on Beatles, Madonna, and Frida Payne. You keep it right here on TMA. TMA, and I tell you, everybody wants to do it, rule the world. There's TFF, Tears for Fears, and here's your radar weather. Mostly cloudy, showers possible this afternoon. We're working our way towards a high of 89. Mostly cloudy, just a small chance of some overnight showers, low tonight 70. Becoming partly sunny for tomorrow, Thursday's high 85. We're looking at partly sunny skies right now in 83 at TMA.
Take a step in the bright direction. Take a step in the bright direction with us.
Cool out this summer with a Hunter ceiling fan from Cameron and Barkley. Hunter fans have been the symbol of quality since 1886. It's so easy to enjoy year-round energy savings with a timeless Hunter ceiling fan from Cameron and Barkley, 2864 Azalea Drive.
Take a step in the bright direction, Cameron Barkley Lighting Center.
When work goes into sleep and night comes out to play, when you want to turn it loose, let us light the way.
Course light.
Turn it loose with a silver bullet. Find it, catch it, grab it, pull it. Step out hot with a cold Course Light. The silver bullet tastes just right. It's the right light one. When you hit the town, Course Light will never, never, never slow you down.
And you feel the beat.
Okay, Charleston, if you're going to rock tonight, do it with a cold Coors Light. Because the Silver Bullet's the one beer that never, never slows you down.
Adolf Coors Company, Golden, Colorado.
Hi, this is Dick Clark stopping by to remind you to join us this weekend for the National Music Survey as we count our way to the number one song in the land. We'll be visiting with the Beach Boys, Cyndi Lauper, the Mary Jane Girls, and Paul Young. Plus, we'll tell you about a birthday party a superstar threw for himself. We'll have the best in music interviews and a whole lot more right here this weekend on the National Music Survey.
Join Dick Clark as he counts down the top songs in America Sunday night at 9, exclusively on 1250 TMA.
TMA, and what's the deal here, babe? Every time you go away, you take a little bit of me with you. Here's the latest from Paul Young now, 1250 TMA.
Every time, every time you go away, you
don't
leave me all alone.
1250 TMA, not too hard, not too soft, just right.
She loves you.
TMA, serving up lunch for two and flowers to the hardest working homemakers here in the Love Country. And still plenty of time for you to get in on this, and you can drop us a line. We'll have that address coming up a bit later on in the half hour. Don't forget, you can enter as many times as you wish. 1250 TMA, there's George Michael and Wham, and some Careless Whispers for you. Radar weather, mostly cloudy, slight chance of some rain this afternoon, 89 are expected high, then mostly cloudy with some, maybe a slight chance of some showers for the overnight. Not too much to worry about, low of 70, looking pretty good for tomorrow, Thursday, partly sunny, high of 85. Right now, partly sunny skies as well, 83 with us at TMA.
Meet another successful Trident Technical College graduate, Stephen Fletcher, an engineering technician at the VA Medical Center.
I
never be where I am today without Trident Tech.
You too can get your hands on your future with any one of Trident Tech's 39 courses of study. New students must apply by Monday, June 24th for the summer quarter. Get your hands on your future. Call Tech today, 572-6123. That's 572-6123.
Here it is, Charleston, the night you've been waiting for. Yes, sir, it's world-famous quarter beer night again at College Park. The Charleston Rainbow's homestand ends tonight, but the fun is just getting started because tonight is world-famous quarter beer night at College Park. That's right, ice-cold quarter beer all night long. The Rainbow's and quarter beer. What a great double play way to beat the heat. Don't forget tonight at College Park at 7:30, world-famous quarter beer night.
Greetings, Earth Unit.
Hi. Can I help you?
Affirmative. I have journeyed through space from my planet, Transistam, to your 7-Eleven store on a very important mission.
Oh, really?
I would like to purchase a Slurpee.
A Slurpee?
Affirmative. Carbonated frozen beverage, incredible fun taste, cold as ice because it is ice.
That's a Slurpee, all right.
Affirmative.
Now, you came from way out there?
Transistam.
Right. All the way to Earth for a 7-Eleven Slurpee?
7-Eleven is the only place in the universe to acquire an authentic Slurpee.
Well, that's true.
Yes.
And you couldn't have come at a better time.
Oh.
We've got the large 22-ounce Slurpee for just 39 cents right now.
Remarkable.
Yeah, just 39 cents at participating 7-Elevens everywhere.
Not on Transistam.
Well, almost everywhere. You want cola-flavored Slurpee or wild cherry?
Wild cherry.
Okay, there you go.
Do you have change for a Gribnitz?
A Gribnitz? Well, I don't know.
It's easy. There's 10 commons to a Gribnitz, 6 Gribnitz in a phone.
You have anything smaller?
How about this?
Boy, that is small. WTMA.